everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. With the events of the tornado in Oklahoma last month, there were so many inspirational stories and heroic deeds that came out of such a difficult and horrible situation. And the one that I wanted to share with you today, I saw on NBCNews.com. It's from Friday, May 24th, and it's called Principal Teachers Recount Tornado Hitting Oklahoma School. And in this video, they have the principal and the teachers of Plaza Towers Elementary School. They describe how it was the last week of class when the F5 tornado hit Oklahoma. The winds, they said, were between 200 and 300 miles per hour. For 10 minutes, they hunkered down, and the teachers were using their own bodies to protect the children. One teacher named Linda was trapped, and she had two kids underneath her, so she was protecting the kids with her body. And then above her was a wall, and then above that was a car. So there's all of these layers. She said that the wall on top of her kept the car from bearing its full weight on her, and the lower half of her body was pinned underneath the car. Kate Snow, who is the reporter, says, "You understand how unbelievable this sounds." And the teacher, Linda, says, "My feelings were for those kids underneath me." The reporter says, "You saved their lives." And the teacher says, "I did what I needed to do." This teacher saved the lives of those children by protecting them. I think of the love that this teacher had for those children that she taught. What a great teacher. What a great example for all of us to follow. There were several stories like this where the teachers were protecting the children. I know this isn't the only one. It's a great story of selfless service and perseverance and determination and prayers to hang on. Somehow hearing these stories gives me hope and courage to hang on in my own life. Sometimes in the race of life, we may not initially succeed, but we need to get back up again, redouble our efforts, and try again. I want to share a really great story about someone who did that. His name is Roger Barrister, and this story was told by Elder Marvin J. Ashton, who was a member of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. It's called A Pattern in All Things, and it's from General Conference, October 1990, and I'm going to play this for you in his own words now.
One of my favorite sports stories has to do with Roger Barrister, who many years ago participated in the Olympic Games as a champion in the one-mile race. He was supposed to win, but he wound up finishing in fourth place. He went home from the Olympics discouraged, disillusioned, and embarrassed. He had his mind set on giving up running and quitting. He was a medical student at the time, and his studies were so demanding, he decided that he'd better get on with his life and devote all of his time in preparing for medicine and forget his hopes about running the world record in the 4-minute mile. He went to his coach and told him, "Coach, I'm through. I'm going to devote all my time to studying." His coach said, "Roger, I think you are the one man who can break the 4-minute mile. I wish you'd give it one more try before you quit." Roger didn't answer him. He went home knowing not what to say or to do. But before the night was over, he had convinced himself that he would develop an iron will and a determination before he quit running. He was going to break the 4-minute mile. He knew what this meant. He would have to set a pattern and live by it. He realized you'd have to study 7, 8, or even 9 hours a day to get through medical school. He would have to train for at least 4 or 5 hours a day. Also involved was running continually to build up his body to the peak of perfection. He knew he'd have to eat the best foods. He knew he'd have to go to bed early every night and sleep 9 or 10 hours to let his body recuperate and constantly build up for the great day. He determined within himself that he was going to follow the rigid pattern that he and the coach knew were necessary for victory and achievement. On May the 6th, 1954, the 4-minute mile barrier was broken by Roger Barrister a tall, stooped Englishman with a big, bone, angular face and ruddy complexion. A man committed to a winning pattern which would bring him recognition worldwide. On a dreary, cold, wet, and windy day, he went to the Oxford University track to put his theories and skill to the acid test. His parents and a few hundred others were there. The rest is history. Running strictly according to his charts and pattern, he ran the miracle mile in 3 minutes, 59 seconds, and 4/10. He became the first man in recorded history to speed across the distance in less than 4 minutes. He had proven that man could run faster than thought possible. He paid the price and reaped the rewards of following the proper pattern. Today in England, he's a doctor in his own right. At the time of his victory over the one-mile barrier, he became an international hero in all the record books. The four-minute mile barrier is broken constantly these days, but Roger Bannister set the pattern many years ago and followed up with total commitment, self-discipline, and a will of iron.
I liked the story that Elder Ashton shared about Roger Bannister breaking the four-minute mile and how he did it. He had a rigorous schedule as he studied for medical school, and he had to train in addition to that for 4 hours a day, and also eating well and sleeping enough. One of the things that also sticks out to me in this story is his coach. His coach says, "Roger, I think you are the man who can break the four-minute mile. I wish you'd give it one last try before you quit." Can you imagine how motivating it would be to have your coach say that? Or even taking that one step further, to have your boss or your husband or your wife or someone that you really care about says to you, "I think you're the person that can do this," to reach whatever goal you might be aiming for. And especially, parents can be this voice of encouragement, I think, to their children as you encourage them in their daily activities with school and athletics or music or whatever they're involved in. I think ultimately that's what gave him the strength to decide to persevere and to keep going. It was because someone loved him and encouraged him not to quit. On a personal note, as a fellow runner, I can't even imagine running that fast. It makes me exhausted just to think about it. But it was his goal. It was something that he wanted to achieve. And his coach was the perfect person to give him that encouragement to live his dream and fulfill his goal. Roger set a great example, not only for runners to follow, but also for those of us running the race of life, on how to persevere and keep going even when it's rough and even when you may not initially succeed. It's time once again for us to close, but I thank you for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with me, send me an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day that I want to leave you with today is called "I Will Rest in You," featuring Mindy Gledhill. Thanks, everyone, for being with me this week. I hope you have a great Friday, a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to being back with you on Monday.
Once bed of faith prepared for me. I will rest in you. I will rest in you. I will rest in you. Tell me I'm a fool. Tell me that you love me for the fool I am, and comfort me like only you can. And tell me there's a place where I can feel your breath like sweet caresses on my face again. Take me back to you, the place that I once knew as a little child, constantly God watched over me. Oh, I want to be in the place that I once knew as a little child, fall into the bed of faith prepared for me.